supposed that he was going to have something different.
His special way, huh?
Two of us, because.
Who delivered the babies here when the doctor wasn't here? Was there a special woman to do the job, or?
Well, there was in the early days. Now, my mother was the one at home at Mustang in the early days. We didn't have, very few of the women had doctors, but my mother was. She wasn't a trained midwife or anything. She just had a knack for nursing and could do that and had the courage to do it, and it had to be done. And she just went ahead. They came from around for miles around. I expect she delivered as many babies as the doctor would her lifetime.
I talked to one lady who had three children, two delivered by a doctor and one by a midwife. She said she made a mistake. It should have been the other way around. Because the doctor dealt in pills. If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you say he what?
He looks like his father.
And any special terms for children born out of wedlock? Intimate terms or strange terms? Or?
Down in eastern Oklahoma, the term woods coat is very prevalent down there, but I never heard that.
I've heard range coat down in the southwestern part of the state. We have the woods and here we have the range. If you want to take a baby out outside, let's say you want to go around the block with him, what would you put him in?
Well, mostly a buggy now, or a buggy baby carriage buggy.
What would you say you were going to do?
Well, we live around, take him out for air if we live around there. I never had a baby buggy carry my children, carried arms always. I've always wished that I could have had one of the Indian strap on my back. Well, I think that is a very comfortable thing for the baby, and it does support them and give them good muscular control of their back, and I imagine it helps keep them straight because they don't bend over in that thing. Now, I never saw one crying in it. I don't know whether they do, or just the Indian stoic nature that doesn't cry, but, but I never saw an Indian baby crying in his. What do they call that?
I don't know. Papoose rack? Or?
No. It has a special name.
I don't know what that is called, now that you mention it.
We're talking about some childbirth and things. The over in the Indian Museum at Andarco, you said you've never been over there?
No, I've never been over there.
Well, they have a little pouch. It's made of some kind of skin, and it's tan and very softly made. It's about that big and draws together with frosting, and it's beaded, very beautifully beaded. And they are the receptacle that the umbilical cord is put into. And I have asked and I have asked and I have asked just why they would take care of that umbilical cord so carefully. That is hours of work made in that, you know, that skin takes a long time to prepare it, and then all that beadwork on it. And nobody has been able to tell me, even the people who have worked with the Indians and taught them and everything, they never have. Well, they said they just never asked about it. They weren't curious about it. Well, I was. I want to find out why. Why?
The cord of life.
Why? Because these little signs up there say what they're for. So last year when I was over